USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniels is upset with President Joe Biden's first State of the Union address, saying in it he showed how he fails to grasp the hurt his policies have caused American families. She also said he did not take responsibility for any of his failures, offered no real solutions to the many crises Americans are facing, and instead doubled down on his disastrous and polarizing agenda. She said Americans are struggling and Biden ignored them once again. Republicans will hold Biden and Democrats accountable in November. China has decided it won't join the United States and European governments in imposing financial sanctions on Russia, according to the country's bank regulator. China is a major buyer of Russian oil and gas and the only other major government that has refrained from criticizing Moscow's attack on Ukraine. Beijing opposes the sanctions, according to the chairman of the China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A new study from Massachusetts General Hospital and the National Institutes of Health could offer some new clues about potential causes of long COVID-19 symptoms and possible avenues for treatment. The study said the many symptoms behind long COVID may in part be driven by long-term nerve damage, and this could help in treatment in the future. The Swiss company behind the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline said that they could not confirm reports that it had filed for bankruptcy, but did say it has terminated all employees following the recent geopolitical developments. The company which built the gas pipeline from Russia to Germany said its mobile and network lines are unreachable at this time. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day, with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after lockout talks collapsed in the final hours.
The calendar dictates that we're not going to be able to play the first two series of the regular season, and those games are officially canceled. We're prepared to continue negotiations. The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field as soon as possible. To that end, we want a bargain and we want an agreement with the Players Association as quickly as possible.
The players need a minimum of 28 days for spring training, and the regular season was set to begin on March 31st. The players won't be paid for any missed games. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.